With KCLU News, I'm Lance Orozco. A Ventura County Art Museum is open again after being closed for months by the pandemic. The Santa Paula Art Museum showcases paintings, sculptures, and other works by the region's artists. Museum Executive Director Jennifer Orchid-Heighton says it's been a long few months.
We closed the end of March, and then we were able to reopen for 6 days in June. And then we got shut down again. We were able to reopen this past Wednesday, the 14th.
How excited are you guys to be open again?
We are super excited. We have all of our protocols in place. We're just super excited to hear people in the museum now.
So aside from limiting people, what do we need to know if we want to come visit the museum?
What you need to know is that you must wear a mask, use hand sanitizer when you enter the building, and we ask that you sign a waiver. Of course, when you're here, stay at least 6 feet apart from the other people.
What has this done to your exhibition schedule?
What we have up and running is Inspiration and Influence by Rima Muna and Dwayne Dammeyer. This is an exhibit that was supposed to open at the end of March. It has been extended into next year. And then we also have Santa Paula Sojourn by Shannon Celia. It's a really pretty exhibit of a lot of Santa Paula scenes. That will also be extended into early next year.
I understand that you're offering something that most museums don't, which is you've also have some things that people can come see that they can bid on to benefit the museum?
We're having an art auction. We are super excited to offer 20 paintings. People are able to come to the museum now that we're open and preview the paintings.
What are your operational hours these days?
Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 4 and Sunday from 12 to 4. Our website is santapaulaartmuseum.org. And if you're unable to come to the museum at this time, we have our exhibits up on our site.
That's Jennifer Orchid-Heighton with the Santa Paula Art Museum. Stay up to date 24/7 with the latest news from the Central and South Coast on Twitter at KCLU News and at KCLU.org.